The Israeli Prime Minister has told families of hostages held in Gaza that a deal to secure their release could be near. Benjamin Netanyahu is currently in Washington, where he's due to meet President Joe Biden and address Congress. The visit comes amid a continuing Israeli onslaught on Gaza, with the health ministry there saying at least 70 people were killed at the weekend in Khan Yunis. For more, we can talk to Kim Sengupta, who's defence and diplomatic editor at the London Independent. I think it's fair to say that Joe Biden has generally been seen as quite pro-Israel, assuming he's recovered from COVID-19 and this meeting goes ahead. What's he likely to say to the Israeli Prime Minister?
Well, you're quite right. Joe Biden has been regarded as one of the most pro-Israeli presidents in the US since the state was founded. However, of course, he has been having quite significant issues with Benjamin Netanyahu and the right-wing factions in his government. But of course, we have now got a situation where we have got a president who is effectively a lame duck, with succession presumably going to Kamala Harris. So from Netanyahu's point of view, I mean, he'll be talking to Biden, but I suppose what he'll also be doing would be to talk to people who will be in charge of the U.S. after the election, and at the moment, of course, we don't know who that's going to be.
It's a big question, isn't it? I mean, how are relations between Israel and the US, how are they likely to be affected by the fact that Joe Biden is no longer seeking re-election?
Well, there is undoubtedly a divide, not just in Israel about Netanyahu, but in Washington. A number of members of Congress have said that they will boycott Netanyahu's address to the joint session of Congress. I think the fourth time he has done that. The Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, the Democrat, of course, had said that Netanyahu has lost his way and Israel should have a new leader. And Schumer is the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in U.S. history. So he does represent, not just the power of being the Speaker of the Senate, the Majority Leader of the Senate, but also, of some section of the Jewish opinion. The Republicans are more united in their support of Israel, of Netanyahu, and, of course, the feeling is that if Trump were to in November, then the Netanyahu government will get quite robust support from the US.
At the same time, the onslaught on Gaza continued. Much of Khan Yunis has already been destroyed in earlier operations. So what's Israel saying about these latest attacks?
Well, they, if you look at the figures, I think the figures coming from the ground now is between 70 and 84, say the Palestinian Health Authority. Well, the Israelis are saying that they have struck at 30 terrorist installations, as they put it, in and around Khan Yunis. Now, it's worth bearing in mind that Khan Yunis is a place where Palestinians have been displaced several times from their homes, from their home areas, have ended up mainly in tented accommodations. And this is an area which the Israeli military had deemed to be safe. Now, if it is the case that it's true that they have actually found and attacked 30 installations, Hamas installations in Khan Yunis, this is another example of how the Israeli operation to, as they put it, dismantle and destroy Hamas, it really isn't going according to plan.
Kim Sengupta of the London Independent, thank you for joining us with that assessment.